Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom. Batting second. The second baseman, Zach Geloff. Batting third. The shortstop, Jacob Wilson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Schumann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Daz Cameron. Batting sixth. The center fielder, J.J. Bolday. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tyler Nevin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shea Langeliers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joey Estes. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joey Estes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Bush. Batting second. The second baseman, Nico Hoerner. Batting third. The shortstop, Dansby Swanson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Isaac Paredes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cody Bellinger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pete Crow Armstrong. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ian Happ. Batting eighth. The catcher, Miguel Amaya. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Shota Imanaga. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Shota Imanaga. And now, play ball. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. That ball is in the gap. Wilson rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Brant Rooker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rooker strikes out swinging. One out. J.J. Bolday batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. That is ball four. Bolday is on with a walk. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Langeliers hits a line drive towards short. Swanson makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Force play challenged by Oak manager, Mark Kotze. Original call overturned as shown. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geloff hits a ground ball towards third. Paredes throws to second to get Bolday. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Happ hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Happ is out. One out. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swanson hits a fly ball towards left. Nevin makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Suzuki hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Suzuki moves to second. Isaac Paredes is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Paredes hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Suzuki scores. Bellinger moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bush is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Daz Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cameron strikes out swinging. One out. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Soderstrom hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nevin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumann hits a line drive deep towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoerner hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Crow Armstrong hits a ball towards third. Schumann can't make the play in time. Crow Armstrong gets a base hit. Hoerner moves to second. Miguel Amaya is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Amaya hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Hoerner scores. Crow Armstrong moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Happ hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Crow Armstrong scores. Amaya moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Swanson hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Amaya scores. Happ scores. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Suzuki hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Hogan Harris replaces Joey Estes as pitcher. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bellinger strikes out swinging. One out. Isaac Paredes is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Paredes hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Wilson is on with a walk. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rooker hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Wilson scores. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bleday strikes out swinging. One out. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Langeliers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Geloff strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Athletics 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bush hits a fly ball towards right. Cameron is there to make the catch. One out. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Hoerner is on with a walk. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Crow Armstrong hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Crow Armstrong is safe at second with a double. Hoerner moves to third. Miguel Amaya is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Amaya hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Hoerner scores. Crow Armstrong moves to third. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Happ hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Soderstrom makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Swanson hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Crow Armstrong scores. Amaya moves to second. It's 8-2, Cubs. Seiya Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Suzuki hits a line drive deep towards center. Bleday makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Daz Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cameron strikes out swinging. One out. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Soderstrom hits a ground ball towards first. Bush fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Two outs. Tyler Nevin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. That is ball four. Nevin is on with a walk. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Schumann strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Athletics 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right center field. That ball is in the gap. Bellinger rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Isaac Paredes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Paredes hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Bellinger scores. It's 9-2, Cubs. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bush strikes out swinging. One out. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Horner hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Soderstrom makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Crow Armstrong is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rooker hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bleday strikes out swinging. Two outs. Shay Langeliers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Langeliers hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Langeliers is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning five, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Athletics 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Brandon Bielak replaces Hogan Harris as pitcher. Miguel Amaya is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Amaya hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Amaya is out. One out. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Happ hits a fly ball towards center. Bleday makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Swanson hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Swanson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning six, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Geloff strikes out swinging. One out. Daz Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cameron hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Soderstrom strikes out swinging. Two outs. Tyler Nevin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Nevin hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Nevin is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Athletics 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Seiya Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Suzuki is out. One out. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball towards center. Bleday makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Isaac Paredes is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Paredes hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush hits a fly ball towards center. Baldy makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Trey Wingander replaces Shota Imanaga as pitcher. Max Schumann batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. That is ball 4. Schumann is on with a walk. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a ground ball towards short. Swanson throws to second to get Schumann. Wilson is on first. One out. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rooker hits a ground ball towards third. Paredes throws to second to get Wilson. Rooker is on first. Two outs. J.J. Baldy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baldy hits a line drive deep towards center. Crow Armstrong makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Athletics 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Horner hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crow Armstrong hits into a ground ball double play. Two outs. Miguel Amaya is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Amaya hits a line drive into right center field. That ball is in the gap. Amaya rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Happ hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Happ is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Langeliers hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Langeliers is out. One out. Zach Jeloff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jeloff hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Daz Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron strikes out swinging. Two outs. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Soderstrom hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Jeloff moves to second. Tyler Nevin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nevin hits a ground ball towards the mound. Wingander throws to first, and Nevin is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Athletics 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kyle McCann replaces J.J. Baldy as catcher batting third. Nick Allen replaces Shea Langeliers as second baseman batting fourth. Daz Cameron moves from R.I. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder to center fielder. Ryan Noda replaces Zach Jeloff as right fielder batting fifth. Swanson strikes out swinging. One out. C.E.A. Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Cody Bellinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bellinger hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Neely replaces Trey Wingander as pitcher. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Schumann hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Schumann moves to second. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rooker hits a fly ball towards center. Crow Armstrong makes the catch for the out. One out. Kyle McKenna is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Schumann moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Kyle McKenna is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McKenna strikes out swinging. Two outs. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Allen hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Allen is out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.